Public auction selling industrial, construction, forestry, and farm equipment. Tractor and service trucks, dump trucks, pickup trucks, trailers, ATVs, campers, boats, motorcycles, air compressors, forklifts, attachments, welding supplies, and more. What can we sell for you? Thursday, June 29th, 9 a.m. Friday, June 30th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, June 28th, 9 to 4. At Henderson Auctions, Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana. HendersonAuctions.com. Business license AB459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for listening to my show, William Wallace for America. Right now, you're hearing me on WGSO 990 AM, but this show will be podcasted on my podcast on all podcast apps at William Wallace for America. You can also find me at Rumble and Facebook and YouTube and Cloud Hub, also at William Wallace for America. I want to thank you very much to my show sponsors. I'd like for you to go to my website at williamwallace.net, check out some of them, and also check out some of my freedom merchandise, if you will. Well, you know, you never ever, you know, see a movie and the grandson or granddaughter goes and say, "Grandpa, tell me a scary story." Well, I got some scary stories for you today. I've got some things that I've been just kind of some news stories. I don't want to get caught up in the narratives or the ideologies of some of these stories, but I do think that they're really important because more and more Americans are really falling asleep at the wheel. They're becoming complacent. They get tired of politics. They get tired. They don't want to hear it. It's easier to believe the soft lie than it is the hard truth. They kind of let it go. They don't want to believe it's not so. They don't want to believe that the boogeyman really does exist. You know, when you're a little kid, you know, there's some kids that believe in the boogeyman and the scary stories, and there's some kids that don't believe in it at all and don't get scared of anything, and I think it follows you into adulthood. There's, you know, adults who just don't get scared. They don't give a darn. And there's a lot of adults that are realizing that maybe there really is a boogeyman. Well, not the boogeyman as we think, and not zombies, and not the monsters that we might think, but there are things at play that many people are realizing, and some people are simply either ignoring or they believe that they're just too smart for that. That's that crazy talk. That's that conspiracy thinking. That's just, you know, the normal is as you walk around the street and you see buildings and you can go to the store you want and you can pick the dinner that you want. It's all normal. All that other stuff is just crazy talk. Our elections are safe and secure. There's nothing to think about. There's nothing wrong with this world. And if you think there is, it's because you wear tinfoil hats when you get home and you're a crazy thinker. Well, more and more, the stories come out that back up what used to be considered either crazy talk or conspiracies. But when they come out later in a either truthful way or in a more real way, meaning, you know, when it first happens, like the Arizona elections, for instance, and, you know, Carrie Lake actually won, the election was stolen, da 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 da. Everybody goes, "Oh, that's that crazy talk, that Carrie Lake, she's a crazy person. Have you heard what she said? And, you know, she supports Donald Trump, and she's got to be crazy, so that's just got to be crazy talk." Well, now they announce in Arizona in one particular county, they found 8,000 more votes than they actually have registered people to vote. The same thing happened in Wisconsin, where they have more people that voted than they have of legal voting age. Not only more people voted than who's registered, but more people voted than they have of age legal to register to vote. So as these stories come out, we're already, you know, 3 years past these elections. Everything's going along. You're making your paycheck. You're going to do the baseball game. You're watching LSU win the championship. You don't care. Ah, look, all that just sounds so crazy. Well, the problem is it's meant to happen like that, because when the stories come out, they let the crazy people say it, right? They let the people that get deemed crazy, or the people that they've labeled crazy, they let the people spread the story that are the ones that they have been able to align with narratives that make them seem crazy, or the story seem crazy. But then when it comes out truthful, nobody really pays attention, because, oh yeah, that's old news, I heard that already. Even though it was crazy when it came out, and now all of a sudden, you know, as it comes out later on, it's like old news. Oh yeah, I knew that. Nah, that I heard that a long time ago. Well, the same thing has happened in Louisiana. People want to say, and I've been told this personally, oh, I can't believe you're still talking election integrity. Our elections are safe and secure. There's nothing wrong with them. Absolutely, they're the safest, most secure elections ever. Yeah, maybe they are. But just maybe when you listen to some of the stories or you look at some other things, you might realize that there might be something else wrong. There just might be something. You know, the boat might not be sinking. The boat might be perfectly intact, sail along just fine, and the hole that's in it is just a pinhole. So you're only getting a drip, 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 drip of water so small that, you know what, by the time you have any significant amount of water, cup, gallon, whatever, you're done boating for the day. You bring your boat in, you drip that much water in it to begin with, so you don't think anything of it. The problem is, if you let that pinhole go, as small as it may be, eventually the boat rots, the hole gets bigger, whatever. I was told a while back, and actually one person told me, and then ironically, coincidentally, several other people made the same comment when it comes to election fraud in our elections. Oh, it only amounts to, you know, less than 2% is fraud. Well, when you look around the country, most of our elections these days are won by less than 1 or 2%. Well, when you look at the Arizona report that came out today, that 8,000 more people voted in one county than they have registrations, that's a small percentage that Kerry Lake lost by, and it adds up, and that was just one county. So why am I bringing this up again? Why, you know, again, I could hear some friends right now, oh, there you go again, talking about that election integrity stuff. The problem is this, or is that rather, nobody wants to talk about it because it either sounds crazy, they don't want to believe it, or it kind of, you know, makes you uncomfortable. You got to go, I don't want to believe it. Or again, they've aligned election integrity with the narratives that make it look and sound crazy, i.e. Mike Lindell. They go, oh, that's that Mike Lindell talk, you know? And as a result, it kind of makes the story look dumb. Well, after the break, we're going to talk about something that happened in Louisiana recently that may or may not affect our elections.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, welcome back. We're going to bring a caller on here in just a minute, but before we do that, I'm going to talk about Louisiana for a second. So think about this. You've got a news story that came out, and I'm surprised how fast it went away last week, which is they talked about how the Louisiana Motor Vehicle Record Department, Louisiana Driver's License Bureau, how the database is broken into and over a million people's information is at risk because it got hacked into. So for all of my friends that say, oh, our elections are safe and secure, you know, they go in this little box, they don't, you know, they don't come out of the box, they get, you know, it's, you know, I've heard all the descriptions before, and I am not criticizing anybody that works in our elections. I'm not criticizing any elected official at all whatsoever, because I really believe that it's become so compartmentalized that most people don't even realize either what's going on. And that, I know that sounds conspiratorial in itself, okay?
But the reality is, I think that the way it's done is probably safe and secure. Let me say it like this. The way it's done is perceived to be safe and secure because it's a system that's set up and this is how it's done and this is the firewall, this is how it happens, and everybody goes, okay, it's safe and secure. But when you look at the bad registrations that are filling our roles, you begin to see that there's some problems. There's another problem that we have. Like I said, I'm circling back to that here in just a second. Our motor vehicle records were electronically hacked into. So why is it that that's not safe, proven, but our elections are safe, that nobody could hack into those? Did you know, and most people do, or maybe they forgot, because when you got your driver's license, for most of us, a long time ago, and the people that are getting it now are young people who really aren't paying attention that much what's going on. But you can register to vote at the Department of Motor Vehicles. And all you got to do is check a box. Check here to register to vote. And then the Registrar of Voters sends the data out to a collection, basically a data collection company, CISA. And that's in debate. Our registrar of voters, who are supposed to do our registrations, also use this same system. But it's in debate. This is just something that I was told. And I would love to find an official who knows differently, because I'd like to be wrong on this. But if our motor vehicle records can be broken into, then why is our election system more secure? It leaves enough room for doubt for me to tell the people who don't believe that our elections have problems that if this is going on electronically, shouldn't we be a little bit more aware or protective over our data and our elections? Because I can tell you that I've seen my own eyes how bad the registrations are on our voting rolls. How many bad registrations there are. Forget dead people. There's hardly any dead people on the roads. That I will 100% trust Kyle Ardoin when he says there's not many dead people on there. Believe him. 100%. There are a lot of other bad registrations on there, and you got to wonder how they get on there, how they stay on there, and there's tons of stories of these bad registrations and how they got, how one house might have 10 people registered to vote, but there's only two people living there. I can go on for days on this. If that's the case, and our voter rolls are so polluted with bad registrations, and our driver's license bureau data center got hacked into, all we hear about all day long is home title theft. Your home title can get hacked into and stolen. There's credit card theft, where there's cyber theft, where they go on and they're able to hack into your bank accounts. They're able to hack into your... And remember, we're told, these are safe and secure. Your bank says, we use a super-duper high-tech encrypted security system that protects all of our information. Next thing you know, your credit card gets hacked into, or your debit card, or your checking account. Your big major companies are getting cyber theft. They're getting ransomwared. They're getting their data stolen. West Jeff Hospital, it happened to, I think, about a year ago. They had to pay a ransom to get their data back. If this is going on all over our country, in all of our electronic systems in America, why would our election systems not be vulnerable? Why would there not be somebody trying to get into them? And just like your bank and everybody else telling you how secure, safe and secure your electronic systems are, we're being told by elected officials that our elections are too. I don't doubt that most, if not all, of those elected officials believe it and don't know differently, because they believe in the system that was designed. But like everybody, like so many other people, we don't want to believe that the thing that we are raised with from birth, I say birth, from the time you go to school and you learn about your right to vote and you learn about this great country and you learn about the people that fought for our rights and the veterans that fought for us to have our rights and our freedoms and our liberties and your right to vote, how women fought to vote and how blacks fought to vote and how everybody, you know, has a right to vote, how our system is set up where you go vote on voting day and you go do your civic duty. Everything's got to be right, right? You're patriotic. You're even humming God Bless America as you're walking to the polls. You feel so good about it. We don't want to believe that we can be hacked into, because it goes against our grain. It goes against our trust, because most Americans, there's a lot of people that have trust issues, different levels of trust issues, but most Americans, we trust that system that we are raised in. We trust that we're going to get on the road and the signal lights are going to turn green and yellow and red and red. And we trust when we deposit our money into a bank. And we trust, you know, that, you know, when you go to pay with your credit card or your check or whatever, that the money comes out, and you trust when you go to work and you're going to get your check on Friday, and you trust everything about our society. We every day we go through all these mini MINI cycles of trust, of this continual confirmation of we are in a society that works. So the last thing that we want to believe is that our elections are not secure. The last thing that we want to believe is that they can be hacked into. And you want to believe the elected officials that you trust. But if all of this electronic stuff is getting hacked into and our Louisiana Department of Motor Vehicles has gotten hacked into, how can we feel 100% that our elections are just as safe and secure? The best thing that we can do is to get involved, get the bad registrations off, go do canvassing, get involved with getting the bad registrations off the voting rolls, and be aware and be more aware of what's going on in our voting systems. So that way, being involved, you know, it's kind of like a vacant house. The rats move in when it's vacant, but when it's lived in, the rats and mice disappear, right? Stay tuned after the break.
Important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. LSU is a national champion in baseball for the seventh time in program history. Jeff Palermo looks back at a dominating win in the final game of the College World Series.
After LSU lost 24-4 on Sunday, the Tigers roared back on Monday to win 18-4 over Florida to win their first baseball title since 2009. Center fielder Dylan Cruz says they would not be denied.
And there was nobody in the country, in the world, that was going to beat us today.
Coach Jay Johnson says this team featured elite college baseball players and great young men. Cade Beloso leaves as a national champion after arriving at LSU in the fall of 2018.
To leave LSU a national champion is something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
A dining tradition in Alexandria, Piccadilly Cafeteria, is closing its doors for good today. Piccadilly served up home-style cooking with a smile for over 50 years in Alec. The company says they hope folks will visit their 11 other locations in Louisiana. This is news from LRN.
Louisiana is 48th in police pay, 35th in teacher pay, and dead last for firefighters. That doesn't surprise you, does it? The legislature had an extra $2 billion. That's billion with a B. The blue team fought the red team, and then the red team fought the red team. They passed a budget that none of them read without permanent raises for teachers. What kind of message are we sending? It sounds like, move to Texas. We don't value you. It's embarrassing. So how can we expect our children to stay, serve, and build community if we don't make our teachers, police, and firefighters a priority? I'm Hunter Lundy. I'm a Christian and an independent. I'm running for governor. Let's seize a future of family, community, and prosperity, not one of crime, poverty, and potholes. Why not?
Hunter Lundy, governor.
Paid for by Lundy for Louisiana.
A bizarre carjacking in Slidell Sunday ended with an arrest in Alabama. Slidell police spokesman Dan Susano says shortly before 1 p.m. Sunday, 37-year-old Tyrone Pryor of Kingsville, Texas, barged into an Outback steakhouse, grabbed a kitchen knife, and threatened employees and customers.
While officers were en route, Mr. Pryor went up to a car with somebody that was inside of it and carjacked the individual with the knife, forced the person out of the car, and then took off.
He later rammed into an Alabama State Police cruiser and was eventually arrested. Once Alabama's through with him, he'll be sent back to Slidell to face justice. The federal government awards Louisiana $1.36 billion for the expansion of broadband internet service for businesses and residents. Connect Louisiana Executive Director Vineeth Iyengard says these funds represent the eighth largest allocation in the country.
We feel really confident that we'll have the financial resources and the federal funds to eliminate the digital divide once and for all.
He says they want to see affordable high-speed internet all over the state by 2029. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
All right. Thank you so much for hanging in there on the commercial for my show, William Wallace for America. Up next, we're going to bring on Matthew in Metairie. Matthew, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. So about the topic of election integrity, it's not that I don't want to talk about it. I do want to talk about it. But the question is the do. Beyond talking about it, as we're about less than 500 days away for the next fairest election ever.
You mean the next selection?
You're right. This is, okay, so what do we do?
Well, the first thing that we do is we start forming canvassing groups. And we do these and we form canvassing groups in all of our neighborhoods. We get these people in our communities. We get people in our state, and we do canvassing. We knock on doors with the voter registration list. You get those. Right. It's public information. You knock on doors. You go door to door. You find out where the bad registrations are, and then you go file it with the registrar of voters to get it removed. And then you'd be a major squeaky wheel pain in the butt that you're going to be the guy that says, I'm finding where the bad registrations are. And then the voter registrations have to listen. When we get thousands of these canvassing groups across the country going door to door, finding out where the bad registrations are, the bad registrations are gone. And it's less ammo for them to use in our elections to steal them.
Right. Well, let's use Louisiana. I go to the Louisiana Secretary of State's office, and I look for the voter registration lists. I look here, I look there, I look everywhere. I find no lists.
No,
do I have to call them?
No, you. What happens is it's on the website. You can download them by precinct. You know, we'll do. You know what? That's a good advice. A good reminder. I'm gonna have to do a show on how to get it done. And how to make it happen.
Yeah,
because that's just one way that they're doing it. I mean, look, we can complain about the machines, and there are so many people that believe that our machines are safe and secure. Like I said in the beginning of the show, I want to believe that they are too. I want to believe that our systems are safe. But the reality is, we know in the digital world we're getting hacked into, we're getting our information stolen, everything's getting hacked into. Why in the world is the only thing safe our elections?
Yeah, I agree with you. And it's just that the people with the power to actually do anything about it, they may know that none of the machines are, quote unquote, safe, but they don't have to do anything about it. I don't know if they're being paid off not to do anything about it, or if they're just,
I'm going to give them more credit than that, Matthew. I'm going to say it like this. And again, do I think that there might be some elected officials that know better or know that they're, yeah, I'm sure there are many elected officials that know where the weaknesses are, what's wrong, what's really going on. But I'm going to say, I think the vast majority of them don't know, because what happens is this. The election systems people who sell the systems or sell the machines go in, say, here's why they're secure, here's how they're secure, here's the system, and they show a fancy little diagram, fancy little presentation on how safe and secure it is.
And may you want another Mai Tai while we show you this next slide.
Right, exactly. And election of and our elected officials, you know, I think most of them want to do the right thing. I think most of them try to do the right thing. I think most of them, you know, are just like us. They want safe and secure elections. But I think what happens is, you know, it's no different. Picture yourself going to the bank, and you go to the bank and you tell the bank and to a new bank, I want to open up an account at such bank. And the banker tells you, well, our you know, systems are safe and secure, and you know, we use a double, triple secret system that nobody can hack into to steal your money out of your account or break into your credit cards. And what happens? You know, like, you believe it. You go in there and they sell it to you, and for the most part, it's true. But even they, when they're telling you, they're not going, ha, 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 we're going to break into their accounts. So.
Yeah. Maybe you have a better read on it of the motivations than I do. I've just become extremely super duper cynical ever since that video by Keith Media Group and the amount of corrosive corruption that BlackRock is seeding everywhere. I'm like, oh, and in addition to owning the major media networks, you know what else BlackRock owns?
What else?
Dominion voting system.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm not going to be the guy that says, this voting system or that voting system, okay? Because I even get tired of hearing about the voting systems, okay? I believe that our elections are vulnerable. No matter how you want to look at it, no matter what's causing it, but I believe in positive actions and solutions, and the best thing that we can do as American people is canvass our neighborhoods, get rid of the bad registrations, and promote safe, secure elections through hand-marked paper ballots. And by doing that, then we protect our voting systems, we protect our voting rights, we protect our elections, and there's nobody getting into the weeds of the narratives, because everything else, it's this company, it's that company, it's just narratives. That people just ignore it because they're tired of hearing it.
Well, listen, I'm gonna have to go. I gotta get some gasoline.
So. Ah, you're dumping me. I get you. All right, good, Matthew. All right. Good talking to you. Have a good day. All right. So we're going to move on from elections, and we're going to talk about some other crazy stuff that's been going on, in America. Because if you're not watching on some things, today was kind of a day that I was going to do a bit of a hodgepodge because, even though I spent a little bit more time on elections than I really wanted to, it's the things that nobody's paying attention to that make you kind of, the people are paying attention to it, we're aware, but there's so many people that are not listening to it. Like I said, they're the complacent people that are like, they're just trusting that when they drive down the road, that the lights are going to turn green, red, and yellow. Well, in Montana, many armed IRS agents, IRS agents, not FBI, not CIA, not military, armed IRS agents showed up at a gun store in Montana to seize their 4473s. Nothing to do with financial records, by the way, just to seize who was buying guns. And by the way, that's legal gun purchases because it's done through the federal forms, and they just showed up to seize the forms. Let's see now. Just what that might remind us of. Let's see. Did you see a movie called Red Dawn where they showed up to the stores and they figured out where the 4473s were to be able to find out where the guns were? I know it sounds conspiratorial. It even sounds the way I say it like that. I could already hear some of my friends go, oh gosh. That's that crazy talk. Come on, why are you doing that? Well, it happened. You could look it up for yourself. That happened in Montana. And, just think about that. This is the craziness that's going on where our freedoms and liberties are being lost, but we're turning away because it's easier to ignore it because it sounds too crazy than it is to study it and share it and wake other people up with the same information. It's no different than the homeowners associations around the country that are going, that are basically power-hungry citizens that get on these HOAs and they use the rules and the regulations of the HOAs to have their own little fiefdoms. Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Well, you can look up, and we're going to do a story on this one day soon, on all the craziness that goes on in the HOAs. And I'll tell you about one right now. A veteran a few years ago, lived in Texas, by the way, lived in an HOA. His home was paid for 100%, $300,000 home. He was away serving in Iraq and did not pay his homeowners association fees. Well, the homeowners association used their rights as an HOA to foreclose on his home to get their HOA fees and sold his home for $3,500 to a friend, by the way. Of course, later the veteran got his home back and all the money back, but think about that. Power-hungry people, even on a small scale. We're going to talk more about this when I get back.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
All right, we are back with my show, William Wallace for America. So, you know, here's another news story, by the way. In Tangipahoa politics, a gentleman was sentenced. And I'm going back to elections a little bit, Louisiana, sorry. But these are some articles I had written down that I forgot to mention in the last segment. Was sentenced in a vote-buying scandal. Here's what he got. So you got that little article in there. So there's a lot of these different election stories around the country. Here's another one. A new judicial watch finds 353 counties in 29 states with voter registration rates exceeding 100%. What that means is that Judicial Watch announced today that a September 2020 study revealed that 353 U.S. counties had 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens. Like that earlier, Arthur, I told you about Wisconsin. 1.8 million more registered voters than eligible voting age citizens. 1.8 million. In other words, the registration rates of those counties exceeded 100% of eligible voters. Not people who voted over who was registered, but eligible voters in the community, i.e. over 18. The study found 8 states showing statewide registration rates exceeding 100%. Alaska, Colorado, Maine, Maryland, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and Vermont. September 2020 study collected the most recent registration data posted online by the states themselves. This data was then compared to the Census Bureau most recent 5-year population estimates gathered by the American Community Survey from 2014 through 18. ACS surveys are sent to 3.5 million addresses. So you see, my point is, just look around you. You're going to see how bad things are with the independent news stories that's going on right in front of us. This is something that not only do we have to be involved in and wake up more people, but if we don't, we're going to lose our country. And I know this sounds all, I guess, rhetorical. It sounds, you know, sounds like things you've heard 1,000 times, maybe from other hosts especially. And I usually, as you know, try to stay away from the narratives and ideologies. You all know where I stand. But every so often, I gotta fuel the fire a little bit. And I don't mean it in an inflammatory fuel the fire way. And I don't mean it, oh, I'm going to throw some gas on this fire just because I want to see. No. If we don't keep the fire going, we're all going to lose. You can forget about having a safe election. Of course, now people joke about it being a selection. Now people joke about, oh, yeah, well, Biden, you know, is just on his day pass from the nursing home. You know, there are so many people today that will tell you that Biden won legitimately. The election wasn't rigged. That doesn't happen. But yet, they'll tell you that they'll criticize Biden. Yet, they've convinced themselves, because it's easier to believe that everything's okay. And I'm not talking about stupid people. I'm talking about some really smart people. And yes, I do get criticized every so often, not by tons of people, but every so often I get somebody that's, oh, you know, you got the MyPillow guy, or you know, on your site, you know, because if you use promo code WWFA, by the way, when you go to MyPillow.com, you'll get up to 80% off. See, I snuck that in. And they'll criticize me for having the MyPillow guy, or they'll criticize me for talking about election integrity. But if we don't keep the talk going right now when there's proof, and don't tell me that all of our elections are safe and secure electronic elections, because a lot of those same people say, oh, what do you want to just do? Go back to the Stone Ages and go back to writing down on paper? That'll take forever. France does all paper. If you look at France's elections, we can criticize France all we want in some jokes and stuff like that. But France, let me tell you something. On paper, they count their ballots, and they get it done within hours. I mean, not even hours. I know in America, we're so used to being able to go online to Amazon and have our pillow or our pairs of shoes delivered, you know, that night. you know, the next day in, you know, most cases, that we don't want to actually have to, you know, wait an extra hour. I mean, God forbid we have to wait till the next day. Well, France doesn't. They actually, within an hour or two, are able to count all their votes, and they have very secure elections. They don't use machines. That in mind, you don't have to count all the votes every night. I mean, heck, most precincts, I think the average precinct is around 1,200 registered voters, and most of them are even less, a lot less than that. I mean, come on, you can count with two or three election poll workers, you can count that high. But the registered voters will tell you, oh, no, we don't have the capacity, we don't have the people. Well, when I go to vote, I can tell you most elections, you know, you get, what, 10%, 20% turnout. I mean, even in a presidential election, you're getting, like, you know, less than 50% in some cases on average. Well, if the average precinct is 1,200 votes or 1,200 registered voters, that's only 600 that you got to count in that case and on average on a big election. These are things that we have to wake up to. These are things that we have to get involved in. And as tired as I myself get of talking about it sometimes, I realize that if the moment we all stop talking about it, the moment that we stop putting it out there, is the moment when they win. Don't think for one second that there's not very powerful organizations out there that make a lot of money when elected officials do what they need done, i.e. money, transfer of money, i.e. voting for certain bills, certain legislation. Don't think for one minute that they don't have the resources to get people to hack into the elections, to have elections go the way they need them to go, to get the people that they need. Sounds scary, huh? Goes back to that scary monster story I talked about in the beginning. Sounds like a conspiracy. Almost sounds like there might be aliens, right? Well, depends who you talk to. You see, that used to be conspiracy too, but more and more now, they're dripping the stories out there on what they're seeing. My point is, today's conspiracy is tomorrow's facts. So you don't have to look at it like, oh, I'm going to go wholeheartedly into this, but you can look at it and use what you might think is a conspiracy to open your eyes, gather information, and be aware for when the news story comes out later. Instead of going, oh, I heard that already, you go, oh, my thoughts were confirmed. Today's show was simply to get you motivated, wake you up, remind you to get out there, be involved, don't go to sleep at the wheel, and get in your community and do something positive so we get positive results to save this country. See you next week.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high-quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, this is Christian Garrick of the Christian Garrick Show. Listen to me weekdays, noon to 2, only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former President Trump is denying any wrongdoing in discussing classified documents with his staff and others after leaving office. In a response to a 2021 CNN audio recording where he talks about keeping the documents, Trump says that he and his staff were occupied with various matters.
Copies of magazines, copies of different plans, copies of stories having to do with many, many subjects.
He recently pleaded not guilty to 37 counts related to the documents. The Supreme Court released important rulings today, but more significant decisions are yet to come. It ruled against Republicans in North Carolina regarding congressional district maps, leaving that decision to local courts. The court also addressed online harassment prosecution and overturned a stalking conviction. Pending rulings include the legality of President Biden's college loan forgiveness and the use of affirmative action in college admissions. Consumer confidence has reached its highest level in 18 months, with the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index rising over 7 points in June. However, the survey indicates a decrease in the number of individuals planning to make significant purchases, like cars or homes, within the next 6 months. Smoke from Canadian wildfires is once again drifting down to the U.S.
The air quality in Chicago and Minneapolis ranked as the worst in the world among major cities Tuesday. Detroit ranked as the fourth worst. Smaller cities in the Great Lakes region like Grand Rapids, Michigan, saw even worse air quality. Conditions there reach code purple, the second worst air quality index reading. The smoky condition comes just weeks after the Northeast was blanketed by smoke caused by the wildfires in Canada. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Justice Department has strongly criticized the Bureau of Prisons for the events surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's prison death. Epstein, the disgraced financier, died by suicide in 2019. The DOJ's Office of the Inspector General published a report outlining the failures that allowed Epstein the opportunity. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.